Message number 1215. Many lay people will be elevated by my enemies and taught how to evangelize. Sunday, September 14, 2014 at 17:45. My dearly beloved daughter, come what may, the true word of God will still be kept alive, although it will only be upheld by a remnant of my church. The false prophets foretold will rise in their multitudes to spread lies through a deceitful global form of evangelism. They will be given authority by those who claim to represent me so as to entice millions into their new so-called modernized version of my holy church on earth. Oh, how they will mislead so many with their twisted version of my word, which will disguise many heresies. Only the astute will recognize these untruths, for they will be carefully hidden within a false doctrine which will be seen to be a breath of fresh air. Much praise will be lavished upon those enemies of mine who have infiltrated my church to prepare it for the arrival of the Antichrist. They will create much noise in their public gatherings, and while they will curse me with their lies, untrue revelations will also be made about me, who I really am, my relationship with my eternal Father, my teachings, and my divinity. They will mix the truth with lies in order to deceive Christians for fear that they will be seen for what they are. Many lay people will be elevated by my enemies and taught how to evangelize. Many will become willing vessels of the beast who will fill them with the words of the doctrine from hell. You, my beloved followers, must question everything you are told to listen to, which they, my enemies, will tell you is to give new life to the word contained in Holy Scripture. You will be given new prayers by these false prophets which insult me and blaspheme against my divinity. As millions will rise and recite these new prayers, so too will those false prophets. They will teach God's children how to idolize the beast through a new form of religious ceremony. This new ceremony will lead all those who rise and follow the false prophets into the one world church which will honor the beast. Those of my sacred servants who will understand fairly quickly the devious plan in place to mislead my followers will feel helpless. Many will fall for the deceit because they will have so little faith that they will hardly bother to read to the new false doctrine, and so therefore it will be adapted into churches without much opposition. When my word is desecrated, nothing good will come from it and evil will thrive. I give you this warning for the good of your souls and to prepare you for the great apostasy in human history which will devour the word of God. Your Jesus.